Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 582 new COVID confirmations yesterday. It's a slight drop from Tuesday. Lagos cases were 175. Rivers had 124. It's still not a joke, people. Limit your movement. Wear a mask whenever you are out and about. Give gap. Keep your distance. Wash your hands as often as possible. Sanitize your hands as often as possible. Protect yourself. Protect people you care about. I keep saying that we all don't want to go into another lockdown, right? So let's ensure that we're doing all we can until government rules out enough vaccines for everyone. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. Go to inecnigeria.org, cvr.inecnigeria.org, so you can get registered today. CVR is Charlie Victor River, ORG is Orange River Golf. I always say that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong because they listen to this show every day. And we're going to start, as always, with the big three. We'll talk about President Buhari sacking two ministers, with maybe more to follow. And then we'll talk about one of the Afaka kidnappers getting caught. And then let's talk about kidnappings in Zamfara. After that, we're bringing you League of Extraordinary Nigerians, as always, and then Eyewitness. On today's Big Hard Fact, I want us to talk about using our culture as tourism. News updates will come your way, as always, at the top of every hour, so sports, business, and all of that. And then we'll hand you over to Ireti Bakare Yusuf at 6:30 for Listed Lagosian, one of my favorite shows on Nigeria Info 99.3. But let's get started with the big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Other ministers deserve to be sacked. Which other ministers deserve to be sacked? Are we finally getting better at tracking down kidnappers? And can the Zamfara security situation get better? Can the Zamfara kidnapping situation be remedied? President Buhari has sacked two ministers over poor performance. And more may be following. That's our first story. The two who have gotten the axe are Mohammed Nanono in Agriculture and Rural Development, Saleh Mamman in Power. The presidency announced the sack after yesterday's Federal Executive Council. Femi Adesina says it was done based on an evaluation of how their respective sectors are performing. So I think we should even start there. The first question is, do you agree that the outgoing Power and Agric ministers have underperformed? Nanono has had a couple of scandals in our Greek ministry. For example, he once infamously said that 30 naira is enough to feed an adult. Then recently, he caught a lot of heat for approving contracts to build mosques. A lot of Nigerians, both Muslims and non-Muslims, were asking why their Greek ministry should be spending money building worship centers. Meanwhile, the president has transferred two other ministers to fill the two portfolios. So we've got Mohammed Mahmoud Abubakar. He's moving from Environment to Agric. Then Abubakar Aliyu, who before yesterday was Minister of State for Works and Housing, is being promoted to Senior Minister of Power. And of course, this raises questions, right, about whether these two ministers have performed well enough so far to deserve to keep their spots as ministers and replace the ones who have just been sacked. So let's take a look at how the Ministry of Environment has done in the last 2 years and 4 months, shall we? The headline issues within the environment space have been climate change and oil remediation. So, for example, the Ogoni cleanup, the Environment Ministry controls HyPrep, and the agency that HyPrep was set up to get the cleanup done. It's an agency that's set up to get the cleanup done in Ogoni. And if you look at Ogoni cleanup and you look at the Niger Delta remediation in general, and you look at other issues like erosion, like deforestation, like the change, the response to climate change, I wonder if you would say that Mohammed Mahmoud Abubakar has done well enough as environment minister. Has done so well that he should be moved to agriculture. And then there's Abubakar Aliyu in power. Of course, he's the junior minister, so the argument can be made that he hasn't had a lot of direct responsibility in the sector. Still, question must be asked, do you believe that the power sector has been properly directed and has administered? Abubakar was a junior minister for works and housing, not power. Now, let's widen the scope, Sif. Let's talk about all the other ministers, right? So we've heard from the presidency that this review process is ongoing and more ministers may lose their jobs. In your opinion, which ministers should it be? Which ministers do you feel have underperformed and why? You can't just call a name. You have to tell me where and where you think they've underperformed. Talk to me, Lagos. These two ministers, did they deserve the boot? Have their replacements earned it? Who else do you think should be sacked? We still have one number working, so please call 0700-993-993-993. I hope you can see, Lagos, that it was smart for us to have two numbers, one for men, one for women, because since we have been experiencing that technical difficulty, we're hearing less and less of women on air. You know why? Because we have more men trying to call Nigeria Info than women. Because Nigeria Info has more male listeners than female listeners. That's what our researchers have shown us as the numbers. So more male listeners than female listeners. So that means more men trying to call than women trying to call. So if you have only one number for everybody to call, it means that one gender is going to get through via the phone lines more often than the other gender. But if you have two phone lines, one for one gender, the other for the other, everybody's calling the one meant for them, and so you're more likely going to hear the voices of both sides. So I hope people can see now that it was smart of us to do what we did. I'm sure that just like me, you miss the voices of women. We've got Benjamin Ikeja on the line. Hello, Benjamin.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just walked in.
Very well.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sandra, let us not allow these distractors to keep us busy on a situation that are not even necessary.
Okay.
See, the situation we find ourselves is beyond what this current government are doing. They were just distracting us, deceiving us. Look at all the sectors.
You think sacking ministers is a distraction?
Sandra, let me tell you, this is total unacceptable. Even though Buhari sacked 15 ministers out of 24, my sister, it is still the same problem we are facing. There is no security, no education. In fact, during Jonathan, I think education was about 7%. Now education is even zero.
So do you think that they should sack the Minister for Education as well?
Even when you Minister of Education. You see, the problem we have, Sandra, if we can settle the case of insecurity in this country, any other thing can be easily set off.
So should they also sack the National Security Advisor?
Listen to me first. If you have foreigners, you cannot produce. You'll be importing. Then, if you have foreigners who are coming here to invest and employing your people to work, and these people need security, what do you think you do? You give them maximum security so that your people will live well. But the situation whereby you are sacking a power minister, when did power ever work in Nigeria? Over 20-something years now has power worked in Nigeria. And the issue of Minister of Environment is talking about, since when Obasanjo left, which environment? Did we have clean water? Is it not the same? How did they call this guy? There's this guy that normally comment on this your program every week on this environment community, our community report.
Desmond?
On Nigeria. Yes. So look at, there are so many, within Lagos only, people complain. No water, no good road, bad infrastructure, and now you are sacking me. What will you do to please the people when you don't give them maximum? What we need is security to bring foreigners and come and invest in Nigeria.
So should they sack the Minister of Defense?
Sandra, like I told you,
because security policy will come from Ministry of Defense. So if our most important problem is security, should Bashir Salihi Magashi, Bashir Salihi Magashi, should he be sacked because he's the Minister of Defense?
Yes,
he should be sacked.
Now, in the expense of that, even though you sack all these people, situation of this country has not been solved. What we need a government that can fight security. Even the president, let him fight security. It's not only the Minister of Defense. The governors, let them fight security. These are things we need. Let them come on round table.
Okay, Benjamin, thank you very much for calling. Frank is in Ojo. Hello, Frank.
And it's Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
The Vice President of AFFA.
Welcome.
The president is not telling us the truth.
Okay.
Yes, because why he sacked now? Let me start from the Minister of Agriculture. Assuming that Minister of Agriculture now is coming out every day, social media, radio, television, and be saying, hey, President Buhari is the best president we have ever seen, that he's supplying food in all the whole state in this country. He keep doing it every week. Nobody could have sacked him because they are not promoting the government. Maybe they are giving him advice. That is why he's sacking. Is he the one that is going to do the food? Since the Minister of Defense cannot defend the country, since Buhari himself cannot fight for security, insecurity everywhere, what do you want the Minister of Agriculture to do? Is he the one that is going to farm? Are you getting me, Sandra?
Okay.
Now, the Minister of Labor, Power, as even that is coming out every day and say, since when they enter power, that has been there every day, everywhere you go, you see light. You keep saying it every day by day. Nobody could have sacked him because they are not doing it. Maybe they are bringing good advice to the president, telling him what to do that will help the situation. And the man is seeing it as if maybe they are the ones that will dictate for him what he will do. That is why he sacked them. If he's not thinking it that way, now the Minister of Sports now, where are we now in sports in this country? There is nothing we are achieving. That the man is still there because they are promoting him. What is the Minister of Labour? What is he doing? What has he achieved? And he's still there because they keep promoting him every day by day. Minister of Arts and Culture is still there, reigning. Where is the arts? Where is the culture? That every day they will be supporting Buhari, supporting him, promoting him every day by day, social media and everything. That is why they are there. So he has nobody to attack again because all other ones, they are praising him every day by day. So let them not stop deceiving us.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Frank, for All right. Let's go to Facebook and see the comments that we have there. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Abel Judah says, security and economic policy are more paramount to me than sacking irrelevant ministers in some obscure ministry. Children cannot go to school in the north. Bandits are running amok all over the country. Sandra, it's a smokescreen or diversionary tactic to divert our attention from pressing national issues such as doctors or ASUU strike. Jonathan Atuvie says, most of the ministerial positions are not on merit. Some ministers don't have basic knowledge of their portfolios. Oda Godwin says, Sandra, to me... I've lost that message. That's the thing about the Facebook live stream. The more you have new messages popping in, the more the old ones, go away. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call me back. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Malik speaking.
This is who?
Malik.
Malik, welcome.
Yes, Sandra.
Mm?
Minister of Defense.
Okay.
Minister of Defense should go.
Okay.
The head of DSS should go.
Okay.
NSA should go. The head of NSA.
Okay.
DIA. Then what's the other one called again? There's one other, can't remember the name again. Should go. Do you know why?
Why?
For not standing out to stand to defend your country. No matter what it is and how the information has gotten to you, you have the right to act when it's going on against your country. The director of NIA, what's his name again? He was a former Brigade of Guard during Jonathan era.
Okay.
He was in charge of brigade. That man was very good.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Okay.
And now you're the head of the NIA. Every day attacks here and there. They will come with Okadas, hundreds of Okadas, to come and pack children. Nothing will happen. And for the president, if I were him, I would step aside. Because right now, we are more divided than before. We are more divided than before. He came and preached peace from the beginning. Everything he said, nothing of that had come to pass. Nothing. Now I was once his supporters. I support him to the core. I fought for him to the core. I don't know if you understand me.
Okay.
And I believe in him to the core. I still have soft spot for him, but I don't believe in him anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if you understand me.
Mm.
Fighting here and there. Now they're killing Nigerians. They're killing chickens. You don't move in Nigeria anymore as if you're free. Now you're afraid. Before, just one military man, everybody will stand still. Just one. Now you bring a whole truck, nobody's afraid anymore. Because they felt they're not feeling cheated. You have pushed people to the wall. You cannot call certain people terrorists. And they're killing every day. They will kill both infants. You cannot call them terrorists. You're giving them English name, bandit. What is bandit? Baba is a shame. Minister of Defense, DIA, NIA, DSS, SSS, the head of the government should go. And those in the presidency that are coming to preach something else for us, they should go.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got David from Los Angeles who says there are a whole lot of ministers that are underperforming. Too much to mention. But these ministers that have been sacked is political. Why do you say that? It's not enough to tell me, it's this. You have to give me your reason for saying it's what you think it is. Sandra, my name is Onu from Ikorodu. I believe that if the government is being sincere, the minister of power should be the first to be shown the exit. But I guess that won't happen because the president, who is supposed to be the chief security officer of the federation, has failed to fulfill his promises to Nigerians. But that's the minister that just left now. And the minister of power, they just sacked now. The minister of power didn't sack. All right. We've got Adebowale Aderoji from Sangota who says, doctors are on strike. ASUU are about to go on strike. We were embarrassed at the Olympics. We only live on guard in terms of insecurity. The unifying factor and supposed father of the nation is our biggest divider via ethnicity. Security agents are now toothless. The president and his entire government should go. Nothing is working. Adebowale Aderoji. Well, the only way that happens is either the National Assembly impeaches the president, and even at that, his entire administration will not go. He's the only one that will go. Or you wait until 2023 and exercise your fundamental human right to vote. We've got Charles who says, Sandra, maybe is not hard facts. People who refuse to respond to your terms of discuss are supposed to be sacked from your discuss. Charles, thanks for your message. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. Nyakno, who called Jacob Jasper in Ogba, says Buhari's administration should focus on saving Nigeria first. Nigerians are being killed on a daily basis. So perhaps he should sack the Minister of Defense. Should he sack the Minister of Defense? All right, let's talk to Chinonye. I'm just seeing Chinonye's picture for the first time. Oh, Chinonye is such a fine babe like this. Hey, is this Chinonye that is the trouble me? Very fine babe like this, eh? Hey, well, Chinonye says that she's trying to call, but no way. She just wants to say hi. Oh, Chinonye, I miss you as well, and I love you too. All right, can we conclude that the ministers were sacked for underperforming or for reasons that administrations wouldn't like to make public? What exactly is the Minister of Labor doing? What's the impact of the Minister of Education and Health? This administration is suffering from the symptoms of lopsided and parochial appointments, Yomi Williams says. Yomi Williams, thank you for your message. Well, I would say, though, that Femi Adesina says that, they were not sacked because their performances were weak. Adesina, he said that the president must have had reasons for dropping the, two ministers. I have my reasons. He insisted that there was no place where they've said it was performance based, that it was because their performance was weak. He says that the claims of weak performance are speculations from people who are analyzing the matter. He stressed the fact that the president said that he had reviewed the performance of the cabinet and he needed to reinvigorate his cabinet for their last run, because these are the final days of the administration. 99.3, hello. No one's there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We've got 1 minute for you, then we take a break.
Hey, yeah. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, Samuel.
Welcome. Go ahead.
See, let me just quickly tell you what that Femi Adesina said is a blunt out lie. I watched it yesterday, yes, on channels.
Mm-hmm.
When it was, he didn't say it. You understand? How do I call it? Boldly like that.
Yes.
But something that has to do with performance was mentioned. So it was a backlash of what people were saying. You and I, or probably let me exclude you anyway. People, all of us here, you understand, aside the media, were saying that he here. So it's just for him to probably, after the 2023, so will not be pinpointed. That's why he was the one that announced it. He was the one that even came back this morning to say that it wasn't like that. So it was because of performance. And the first two people said, what would they have wanted them to do? I mean, when the security, when people could not go to farm, we're talking about food inflation, commodity, what is it called, commodity goods inflation. See, I said, I didn't want to go out to go to the farm. The last time those guys go to farm in Bornu, it was not Garba said that was earlier, the farmer did not seek permission from them before they went to the farm. So what are we talking about?
Thank you very much for calling us. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 28 minutes past 3 o'clock. Let's bring you our second story, right? Don't forget, of course, that we are streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, so share your thoughts with us as we go along. The Daily Trust is reporting that police has arrested an alleged suspect in the Afaka kidnapping. That's our second story. The Federal College of Forestry Mechanization. Remember when those students were kidnapped, the abduction that happened there back in March? And for months, the police has been saying that they're tracking the abductors. Now the newspaper is reporting that they've gotten one of them. The paper gives some interesting details about this alleged suspect. He allegedly has a wife and stepchildren. His wife was previously married, had children with her husband, and then was widowed when bandits killed him. And now, according to the Daily Trust, her current husband, the arrested suspect, is also suspected of leading the group of bandits who killed his wife's first husband. But back to the Afaka kidnapping. If indeed this person allegedly arrested on Sunday is one of the Afaka kidnappers, isn't this a good sign? Is this an indicator that the security agencies actually have the capacity to trace these bad guys quietly for months? Because throughout this growing insecurity crisis, we've been seeing various concerns that the security agencies simply cannot respond. So is this a good sign? If this story is confirmed, is it evidence that when properly motivated, they can respond? What do you think? And yes, we can still talk about the first story with the sacking of the ministers. Remember, of course, I told you that Mr. President has sacked two of his ministers over poor performance. And more may be following. So we have Mohammed Nanono in Agriculture and Rural Development, and then Saleh Maman in Power. The presidency announced a sack after yesterday's Federal Executive Council. Femi Adesina says it was done based on an evaluation of how their respective sectors are performing. And my question with that story is, if you agree that the outgoing power and Agric ministers have underperformed, who else do you think needs to get the axe? Who else do you feel has underperformed? Why do you think they've underperformed? Who else should be fired? 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, so share your thoughts with us on WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. We're streaming on Facebook, so I'll take your comments as well. And for the women who are listening but can't get through via the phone lines, go ahead and send a message to us via social media. Jesse Lokpaye is on the line. Jesse Lokpaye, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. See, first of all, Minister of Labor needs to go.
Okay.
Ingige. Lai Mohammed needs to be sacked.
Okay.
Then, who is this third person? I forgot it. Okay, Minister of Defense.
Okay.
Needs to go also. There's another particular minister I can't remember right now. Okay, who is in charge of medical? Like, do they have...
Minister of Health?
Minister of Health.
Okay.
Who is in charge?
Osagie Ehanire.
Yes, he needs to go also.
Okay.
And Buhari himself, if it is possible for him to sack himself, he should go. Those, all of them, those people I've mentioned, they should leave for Nigeria to be better. And now, the arresting of the kidnapper they've been tracking since, I am very sure maybe that guy has stepped on some toes of some people in government.
You're very sure, or you think?
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You get.
Because if you say you're very sure, I'll say, give me proof.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe he has stepped on some toes.
Why do you think that?
They know what is going on now. This one that just happened yesterday, or is it today, that they kidnapped 70 students?
In Zamfara, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they are doing. They know what is going on.
Who is they and
the government.
Okay.
They know what is going on. So if you hear anything about them arresting anyone of it, that means the person is no longer remitting.
You are alleging collusion here. Do you have proof
See,
of this allegation?
They don't know.
Are you? I don't know that they do, but you seem to know. Now, do you have proof that they do?
Oh, okay, no problem. I've said what I want to say, and that's my own opinion.
Jesse Lokweye, thank you very much. You can have an opinion, and that opinion can be wrong if you cannot back it up with proof. That's the thing about public debates and public conversations. If you make a strong allegation, an allegation as strong as the government knows what's happening, the reason that this one has been caught is because it's not remitting, do you have proof? If you don't have proof, you can't end it with, I know what I'm saying. That's just, I'm sorry. No. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Daniel.
Daniel, welcome.
Hello, Sandra.
How are
I'm
you?
Trying to reach you since.
I'm glad you've reached me today.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Yes. With the sack of the minister, I think Minister of Power and Minister of Agriculture in Nigeria. That sack, I know it comes from the presidency, has been slated on the news. So, for me, who is the head of the armed force in Nigeria?
Head of the armed forces?
Yes.
Okay.
In Nigeria. It's Buhari.
Uh-huh.
Buhari is the president.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So, if the security challenges, if you have security challenges in Nigeria, and the security apparatus in Nigeria are not working, then it is Buhari you have to blame.
Okay.
If the economy in the country is not working, it is the president you have to blame. If the educational sector is not working, it's the president you have to, just like when you go into a house.
But you know that. But can you blame the president for the economy and the education? Because different states also have their own education commissioners, their own education plans, their own local economy. So should you really be taking a look at the president, or should you be taking a look at the state where you are your resident in?
Why I'm saying so, because the president is just like a father. And in a house, you have a mother.
He's actually not a father. He's your employee. He's not your father.
You can say whatever you want to say, but Sandra, we in Nigeria, we look at him like our own father.
Don't you think that that's where the problem starts? Because Nigerians are raised not to criticize their parents. Nigerians are raised to not speak ill of their parents. So don't you think that that's where the problem starts? The fact that you look at your president as your father.
Now it has changed. Now people come up and talk and say, okay, even if your father is doing something that is wrong, I know a lot of children that come up and now say, okay, my father did this. A lot of, in the past, if your father does something that is wrong to you, you can't go into his face and tell him. But now the narrative has changed. People, they have children that comes up to their father, okay, daddy, this is what you did, it was wrong, and I think you should do it this way. So Buhari is just like, but that is another conversation for another day. But what I'm trying to say is this, is that this whole thing of sack is just policy.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Other ministers that are in cabinet, all these things are on, I don't have any proof to say it, but I would, for my own analysis, I will just learn. All these other ministers that he has not sacked yet, they have just like, they've reached a compromise and say, okay, see, look, for the 8 years I'll be in power, I'm going to give you 2 years, I'll give you 3 years. It's just sudden that these two happen just now. Some people will not be sacked, while some are going to be sacked. And at the end of the day, they will still redeploy them to other places. But maybe the public will not be aware of that, because a lot of things are going in government that we are not aware of. They just do things the way they want to do, and they don't say these people have failed or have not performed. Even Buhari himself, that is attacking these people, has he performed? Tell me one single thing that Buhari has done well to this country. Everybody, I know you are on radio, and you, there are some things that you cannot just say like that. But we that are calling you, we are telling you, nothing, there's nothing. Everything is not working. Nothing is working. Everything is just going backwards. We are just going backwards. So Buhari himself, he should assess himself as a president of Nigeria before looking down and say, okay, minister, was he not the one that appointed the ministers?
Thank you very much for calling. Prince YX is on the line. Hello, Prince.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good
afternoon to you as well.
Thank you, my dear.
Welcome.
They say, sacking of ministers. In fact, I've been saying it more than a month now, where the doctor strike started. I was talking about mineral for it. That is Osage area, what they call it. The minerals were still for it. Mamura, Igigi, all of them should go.
Okay.
But for me, yesterday, President Sandra, the first surprised me by sacking the agriculture minister, the minister for power. As of now, I know the minister of power is not performing to my satisfaction, but it seems to me, so I don't know that we're having minister for defense. If we have one,
we have.
We must. I know we have one, but it's not performing. The minister for police is not performing. All these people should go. Mr. President, you have a lot of work to do to save this country. When we talk about defense, the ministers of defense, how many times has he visited the military on the work front? No. The minister for police, how many times has he visited the police? Did he hear anything? Did we hear anything from him? So all these people that are taking Nigerian money, their salary, their allowances, it's our money. And it's being wasted. So they are not needed in this cabinet. So Mr. President, do something fast. When we are doing anything good, without security, nobody will mess all those things. But when we have security in this country, if everywhere is stable, when you not talk of infrastructure you are doing now, we press you. But in cut all this thing, without tackle all this thing, hey, my president, it's alarming. Look at yesterday, 72 children taken away by bandits. Do they want to tell me they don't know their handout? No intelligence in gathering is not. What are we talking about? Mr. President, you should do something fast and make sure things work better. For this country, it will mean 1 year plus. We are not a full plotter that we can say they can remove anyhow. The senator, the rep, if they remove this man, I know the man that will take over, it will become ethnic problem, religion problem. We don't want that to happen. But Mr. President, just 1 year plus to go, he must ginger, change the thing for better. When I got to remember him for good. Bless Sandra, have a blessed day in your studio.
You too. Thank you very much for calling. Oluma Tedikbo says, Buhari is not your father. Hold your governor responsible. Well, you can hold both responsible. Hold your governor responsible and also hold your president responsible. Dominic Abechi says, Minister, sacking the ministers is a welcome development. If I may ask, how many times has the national grid collapsed since 2019? Too many. Emeka Iwunwa says, Hi Sandra, the Nigerian political position, is it done by merit and hard work? The answer is no. Things like this should be done with the interests of the people at heart. Let's talk to Malik in Festac. Hello, Malik.
Yeah, Sandra.
Welcome back.
There's one name I did not mention.
Okay.
National Orientation Agency. Who is in charge of that place should just leave.
Well, it's under the Minister for Information.
Okay, the both of them should pack their gun and must go and go.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Sandra.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling back to tell me that. Let's go to WhatsApp very quickly. Muyi is in New York. Muyi, how are you doing? I hope the flood did not wash you away. Muyi says, I beg. Okay, I don't know if you should read it to you, Talksif, but I hope you're doing well. I'm glad to hear from you. President Sandra, I think Minister of Information, Mr. Lai Mohammed, is next. My name is Kazim Ogumero from Ogijo. Kazim, thank you for your message. Good afternoon. Where's Akwesili? The minister's fired are not different from the person that sacked them. Somebody mentioned some ministers to not be let off the hook. Finally, Buhari. All right, Makandi Nebafo, thank you for your message. Sandra, the problem we have in this country is the issue of bad leadership across board. We have a lot of square pegs in round holes in authority, individuals that do not have basic knowledge pertaining to their portfolios. All the ministers should be relieved of their duties, period. They've performed poorly. Ikechi Okorafo is in Badagry. Femi Adesina said the ministers were not sacked for non-performance. That means that they are all performing. The problem problem is not ministerial overhaul. The problem is we have an inept president with the presidency trying really hard to manage the situation. I feel for the president's handler, Stephen from VI, with that message via WhatsApp. We've got Eric who says, for Nigeria to be better, the following people need to go. Chris Ngige, Lai Mohammed. All right. I think the Minister of Youth and Sports, Sunday Dare, should be the first person to be sacked. That man has embarrassed us enough. Darlington from Festac with that message. Sandra, please, who is the Minister of Petroleum? Let him go. Jindu from Festac with that message. You're not telling me why. So for each person you list or you name, you have to tell me why you think they should go. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Oh, this is Mohammed calling you calling from Ikoyi.
Mohammed, welcome.
Yes, I want to speak concerning the issue of security.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You know, okay, you know, security in this country, you cannot give what you don't have, you know.
Okay.
Considering the police, let me put down the volume of my radio.
Thank you.
Considering the number of police we have in this country, plus military, civil defense, migration, all of us, just all the security, they are not up to 1 million in this country. And we have over 200 population in this country. How did you expect those people to do their work effectively? Secondly, infrastructure, garbage. Security men don't have all those things. They only do their best. Garbage in, garbage out to do their work. No patrol vehicle in terms of military who are doing their work at the war front. No drum, no nothing. So they cannot give what they don't have. The issue of sacking this, sacking that is not the issue. We have to start from the beginning. We have to change our mindset, our orientation. We, as a citizen, we need to be disciplined. The leader need to know what they are doing, the duty that is upon is on them. They have to do it judiciary. If not, if you like, sack Buhari, go bring another person. It's still dissenting. Going back to issue of farmers, you can remember vividly that last time there were some people where they said they didn't ask permission from the military before they go to their farm. Then how can you expect somebody that goes to his own farm to find what he's going to eat, or if at all, to go and sell it at the market? He must ask for permission. Okay, even though that permission is granted, what about the security of their life? Is that guarantee? Killing banditry, herdsmen, this and that. So what are we saying? You know, we need to start from the grassroots with the follower and the leaders. So that's my take on the issue.
Mohammed, thank you so much for calling to share your take. Michael is in Victoria Island. He's a first-time caller. Hello, Michael.
Michael, good afternoon, Sandra. This is Michael.
Yes, Michael.
On your show.
Welcome.
To me, the first person that should be sacked should be Issa Pantami.
Okay.
Because they ask us to register our line so that they can trace us whenever we make calls. They only know how to trace us if they are making calls to speak negative things about the government. But they cannot trace the bandits. And they are using this phone to call them to collect the ransom. How come they cannot trace them? So if the first person that should go should be Issa Pantami, followed by the Minister of Defense. But the fact that the man cannot defend the nation, let him go before the rest should follow. That's my own
submission.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you very much for sending your submission in. We've got another person here on WhatsApp who, I think it's the same Michael who just called in now, who's saying that Issa Pantami should be the one who goes. Lagos WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We also have Facebook where you can leave your thoughts as well. Fennel says that the Minister of Information should be sacked because I can't read that on air because these days we don't know what's offensive and what's not, to be honest. Bukola from Kosrofe says, I thought sacking of the two ministers at this time might not hit well as it came at the wrong time. I believe the defense minister and labor and health are supposed to be the ones to go first. For Adesina to say it's not because of non-performance that they were sacked, so let them tell us why they were sacked. Thank you. Well, he says that the president has his reasons. I have my reasons. Etim, my good friend from Satellite Town, is on the line. Yes, welcome.
Mr. Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Power and environmental minister, president.
It's Power a good development. Greek.
If you could bring a great improvement in those sectors, because we are in dire need of a constant and stable power supply for small-scale businesses and industrial revolution, as well as food sufficiency and distribution. Now, what is that is people know. Those who always, during the elections, the last election in 2019, they voted for a Northern Fulani candidate. After voting, they're now dwelling on North and South hatred, either Fulani this and that. In 2023, some of them, they started campaigning for Tambua. It's a Fulani, it's a Northerner. After voting, their eyes will open. Put that aside. Under Obasanjo, where were these people that are calling for the sack of these ministers, performing ministers? Where were they when under Obasanjo, aircraft was falling like burst balloon from the sky? Did Obasanjo sack Tela Odua and FFP? Under Jonathan sacked Professor Lukaya to fight and brought in Wiki, who is a minister of state for education, as a lawyer. Under Wiki, the university went on strike. It was the polytechnic went on strike for 9 months. And the university went on strike for 6 months because of the federal government political unwillingness to fulfill ASU agreement, which is linger up to today. During the oil boom, then the recruitment, you were in Port Harcourt at Liberation Stadium. After the recruitment, many Nigerians who were killed, were stampede. In the course of that, Jonathan did not sack Abam Maru. Then, if other past ministers under the previous regimes did well, I don't think you are supposed to be where you are today. So what the problem in Nigeria is corruption and lack of political will, not any other thing. Many ministers, even in this government, they are underperforming. Even the Minister of Foreign Affairs, those who are calling for other ministers, they should start from their own. They should not always start from their own charity at home, outside our end at home. The problem we are having in Nigeria, even with ourselves, we only call to on this platform because we don't know their secrecy in their privacy. We are more than worse than those people who are accusing even the president. Thank you very much.
Etim, thank you very much. Let's go to our final story. From arresting a past school kidnapping to news about a new kidnapping. In our third story, gunmen abducted 73 students of Government Day Secondary School in Kaya, Zamfara. According to reports, the gunmen struck while the students were in their classrooms. They walked in and marched the children out at gunpoint. And this is not the first kidnapping in Zamfara. There have been lots of them in the state. And not just school kidnapping, highway abductions as well. Even before the pandemic, the problem was already so bad that the federal government set up a special security operation in Zamfara and neighboring states. And yet, years later, here we are. The situation seems to have gotten worse, especially on the school kidnapping front. It seems to have become a new cottage industry for these armed group. And not just in Zamfara. Here's an interesting hard fact from the cable. Between 2014 and 2020, 1,191 students were kidnapped nationwide. Between 2014 and 2020, 1,191 students were kidnapped nationwide. This year alone, 2021, 821 have already been kidnapped. So if these trends continue, we may end up with more student kidnappings this year than in the last 7 years combined. Meanwhile, the Zamfara state governor says the people should defend themselves. That's Bello Matawalle. It's not the first time that he's saying that. He's not the only governor who's saying that. We've also heard it from Masari in Katsina and Otom in Benue. And I want to know what you think about this. We're hearing from the chief security officers in different states telling their citizens that nobody can help them with security and that they're on their own and that they should defend themselves. What does this say about our security situation? What does this say about the capacity of government to keep Nigerians safe? 0700-993-993-993. That's the only number working. We have to take a break in a few seconds, so I can only take messages from WhatsApp. But as soon as we come back from this break, we'll come straight to your thoughts via the phone lines. Sandra, what's wrong with Etim? Must he always be this biased when he's coming on air? So because past leaders did not do the needful, we should continue in that route. Thank you very much for your message. Sandra, I don't know why Etim continues to make excuses for this government. They promised change. How very lazy of the man. Can we not? Let's focus on the points that they're making. Let's take a break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Chim Budike from Ajah says people should know that everything is not politics. Etim has suddenly become your radio friend. Now, wow, no wonder all of you listen to him with such ease whenever he makes his spurious allegations attacking GEJ and PDP members. Sometimes I wonder if that man lives here with us. We've got somebody else on WhatsApp who says Etim is wrong. It was Jonathan who sacked Odua and the stampede was not in Port Harcourt. Sandra, the minister that should go are Alhaji Lai, Pantami Ngige, and the health minister. That's a message from Suraju. All right, let's come back to the phone lines. We've got an anonymous caller who has been waiting for a while. Anonymous, hello.
Sandra, hi.
Hi, welcome.
I did say I'd like to remain anonymous.
Yes.
I'm calling from Abuja.
Okay.
Hard fact, Sandra.
Hmm.
Sack the minister for power, sack the minister for agric. That's not Nigeria's problem.
Hmm.
The federal government, the executive in charge, is just trying to put up another level of drama to distract us from what's the number one trending issue. The high rate of kidnapping, the spate of insecurity, banditry, terrorism, the fact that Nigerians seem to be awakening to the fact that bandits are terrorists. And the federal government has refused to label them as such. Sandra, hard fact. 2023 is by the corner, and the federal government and its cohorts need something for Nigerians to ponder on. Sandra, hard fact. The power industry is just experiencing another revolution when the tariffs have, Nigerians have just been told that tariffs would be increased. And then here you are sacking the minister for power. Shouldn't I expect a reversal of that proposal to increase the tariffs? Sandra, hard fact, is that agriculture, one of our major problems in Nigeria currently, negative. Why sack the agricultural minister? All of these boil down to the fact that a whole lot of things seem to be playing out that we yet do not know as members of the public. Now again, I tell you, Sandra, when the minister or the spokesperson for the president comes out to announce the sacking of XYZ minister owing to the fact that they have been found wanting in XYZ department.
Hmm.
And then just 2 days, barely 2 days, he comes around to say, oh, no, they weren't sacked because of their ineptitude or being found wanted. Doesn't that tell you that, look, we just threw these guys to the dogs, we just threw them to the public just to give them something, and because those guys might have come out to say, why did you label me as such? I thought the agreement was XYZ. Now the public is calling me out. And that's why the spokesperson came around to say, no, look, these guys were not inept. Hard fact, finally, Sandra, the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria should be impeached. He has done several impeachable offenses. the state of insecurity is number one. So we shouldn't be distracted. We shouldn't even come on Hard Facts, President Sandra's show, talking about the sacking of two poultry ministers. Poultry, I call them. Minister, Sandra. Sandra Hard Facts, I love you so much. And I'd like to say that I think you're the best at what you do. I sometimes listen to Nigeria Info and I get this tummy ache when I listen to some of your colleagues, with due respect. And there's this particular one that, before you open up the phone lines and you ask people to call, and before I say A, B, you assume you know what I want to say. And then you take the words from my mouth and begin to go on and on, and you don't let me speak. But I hear and see the way you honor your listeners and your callers, and I respect you for that. I love you so much, for real. Hard fact, Sandra.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. I really appreciate it. On that note, we have to wrap it here because I have to hand you over to Rotimi Sankari. Oh my God, I know I said that we were doing Eyewitness and League of Extraordinary Nigerians, but Rotimi Sankari's special program sponsored by Marie Stopes International is still ongoing. So stay here and learn a bit more about maternal health, children's health, etc., etc. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.